All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. All right, great. Thank you. The plan tonight is... Sorry, are there any announcements first?
No, I'll wait until next week. Just keep your eye on the weekly because the concert dates and some of that information is now on the calendar. But we'll go over that in a moment.
Okay? Great. All right, so the plan tonight, since it's just us, we're going to get to really focus on our sound as sections and some of the more detailed work. So we're going to do a little warm-up, and then we'll do the S-mail, and then get into the debt. Let's stand. But let's make sure that it's a very good deep breath every time we sing and that the awl is as tall as possible. Ready? And breathe. Starts to get flat. We can even have a feeling that inside our mouth we're gonna yawn, we're gonna sneeze maybe. So, like it's getting taller within the mouth, yeah? And the let's just do that for now. Ready? And so. Make sure that the ya doesn't start to go yo ya yo ya yo. Ready and up.
Yo ya.
Yeah.
Yo ya yo. Yo ya yo. Yo ya yo.
Good. As it gets higher, we need kind of the same feeling in the mouth as we have as it gets lower. It gets really big in the mouth, so it does.
Do
you hear the difference? And
oh.
as she will transform you. There was a question last week that I wanted to repeat for everyone. The question was asked to me. I'm trying to remember. Sorry. No, the question was, usually when I've been in a chorus, I've been told to use more diction. You were telling me to use less diction in this piece. And I just wanted to talk about what kind of my thought process is behind diction as a whole. So diction to me is not how you necessarily pronounce something or how much you pronounce something. Rather, how do you bring meaning to the word in the context? So I'll say that again. Diction to me isn't how you pronounce something or how much or how little you pronounce something. Rather, it's how do you make a word meaningful in whatever context you're in. So because this is a piece written by an American in the U.S. in English, singing something like "it is no longer community" doesn't make sense in the context. Now, if you're singing something else from England, or you know, it could totally change how you sing it. So that's kind of my thought process behind diction. If there are questions that come up like that, please, please, please ask me, because one, it gets me thinking about why I'm asking for things, and two, you're probably not the only one that has this question. So that's. I just wanted to say that so that you all don't think I'm have no reason for my ideas. You may think I'm crazy, but at least I have reasons. All right. That being said, can we start? Let's start at the same place. Let's start earlier. Can we start page? Oh, sorry. Letter E, as in egg. Measure 63, there my ancestors don't know me. Sorry, do we all know where we are? Bases, let's go on. And
my ancestors don't know me. My neighbors say, oh, and oh.
Good. Because our notes are basically there. Are all the same. Can we make sure that we're bringing out not only the text, but also the crescendo here? My neighbors say, go back home. Can we just do here, measure 65?
Here.
Basically.
Here.
Yeah, just the first note.
Here.
Yeah, it's lower than exactly. I have a feeling that we are unsure of how long the word say is, because the crescendo, it starts and then it stops and then we get to go. Hear my neighbors say go. Can we all just speak, measure 65 together? Measure 65. Ready? Hear.
Hear my neighbors say go back.
Good. Now, can we totally over-exaggerate? I'll get to your question in 1 second. Or, I don't know if there was a question. Can we get, can we over-exaggerate the crescendo just for a second? Pretend like we're going from pianissimo to fortissimo. Ready? Hear.
Hear my neighbors say go.
Exactly. Good. I want that feeling, but just going mezzo piano to mezzo forte. Question.
Yeah, for there and here, in the context of what you just said about diction, like the R at the end of that, how do you want? Because I'm hearing different R's.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a soft, it's not there, but it's not there. There. There's kind of a soft R at the end. There, my here. Like you would say it, but not like here. I don't know if that's. Can we speak there together and see if we can get that ready? There and
there.
Great. Here.
Here.
Wonderful. Does that answer the question?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. You all did that. Yes, please. Yeah, I think that's a great point. I don't know that we need to take a break, but I think if we have that intention, it can come across. So here, my neighbors say, go back home to me. It's. I think it's just how we. That's where the big crescendo comes in.
You shape it.
Yeah, because if you go back home to me, we lose the tension that's there. Yeah? All right, shall we sing it? There, everyone? Ready? And.
There, my ancestors don't know me.
Good, I heard that. Sorry, stop it. I heard that. Don't know me. Don't know me. Don't. Ready? And. Listen for those wonderful vowels. Homeland, when will you let me name you? Just tenors. Good. Make sure that when we take our breath, we breathe in on an old vowel. So it doesn't home, but home. Understanding. When will you let me? I know it's all in the same pitch, but just a little bit more what? Home. One more time. Good. Oh. Good. Can we do it but with just a less shallow breath? A good breath. Brighter a little bit more forward so that we keep the pitch up. Yes, Phil?
Let me or I?
Let me. No
T. I'm used to my T's, but...
I know. Sorry.
Okay.
Right. Let me. Let me. All right, everyone, top of measure 69. So that we know that we're changing notes. Claim you, claim you. Just so it's not. Yes.
Yeah, so on this diction question, we're swallowing T's because we're Americans, and that's going to argue a little bit, but so that doesn't mean just soften like every consonant, right? Like if I say claim you, there should be a
claim. Right? Claim, yeah.
It's mostly normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly, because we want to hear a difference between name and claim, right? Good, can we do one more time and we'll go on, but just a little bit more pulse from the basses, and tenors, we can still make name a little bit brighter. Top of that page. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a little lift there. Nothing crazy, but we won't make it exact because there's no final consonant. So if we... And it's a decrescendo de piano, but take a little lift at the end of measure 83, as it's written. Thank you, that's a great point. Okay, 97, let's go on. Oh, we have... Okay, great. And as a reminder, but now, not the other, I won't even say it. Here we go. Take up to 98. Just so that we really do hear a difference in each note, okay? Tenors, can we just... let's do everyone together again. Pick up to G. Start it off great. Ready? And. Start off better last time. Out even more out of the texture. Longer. No. Yeah? Okay. And then when we get to a plea, I still have a feeling that it's just a plea, a plea, a plea. Like, there's no storytelling yet at that moment. We have a plea. This is coming from your voice. This isn't written by anyone else. This is written by you. We have a plea. Homeland, don't torture her. Put yourself in a different place right now where you're asking for something that your child can receive that you didn't have as a kid. This is the idea. Can we start right on I have a plea? Pick up to measure 110. Pick up to measure 110 with that tenors. I have a plea. This is. Do we all know where we are?
Yep.
Okay. And I think technically what that means is just kind of extending every note to the end and feeling like you're taking the note from the person that just sang it. A plea, a plea, a plea. As opposed to a plea, a plea, a plea. Yeah? I have 1, 2.
I have a plea, a plea, a plea, a plea, a plea, a plea, a plea.
Okay, Tenors, just make sure that this last a plea is one beat later than we think it is. But that's way better. It can just come out more. So especially first bassist and tenors, you can take it from whoever just sang it. Good. Let's go on. Homeland. Measure 115. Just the first note. Good. Now with a good breath on an O vowel. We can use even more first bases if possible. Crescendo on never. Never torture her. It's just so that it doesn't feel stagnant. Good. I want to do 115 again. And make sure that the L of homeland is very quick. Homeland. Not homeland. Homeland. And then same basses are homeland. With a little X. And child is a good ah vowel, child. And then the E comes in at the very end. Again. And try right on, start on 127, light her. That's wonderful. We can take a breath before letter I. Just a little
test. Is that the only breath in that whole letter? We literally are marked.
Never told her that you've gone to me. Breathe after me and measure 126. Obviously, you'll need to take a breath somewhere before that, probably. And then breath after, find her way. Take a breath when you need it. As long as there aren't extraneous S's or something in the middle of a word. Any other questions there? Okay. Can we go... same place. Measure 127 and bases. Let's make sure that we keep that that a little bit of accent at the beginning. And let her all be. Just so that we really hear each note. Everyone, 127 and. Underpasses. Just we can spit out those words a little bit more. Underpasses. It can, I think it just gets a little too goopy, and it can have a little bit more clarity. Underpasses. Can we start right on letter I? Surface streets. Ready and. Text, or sorry, repeated notes, that it doesn't start to sound like robots.
She will transform.
She will transform you. It's a sentence. It's not just a robot. Can we just sing that measure directly, which is measure 138? Ready? And, but it sounded way more meaningful. Can we do it one more time just so that we have that? And mark whatever that was to you, please mark it because it was great. Ready? And
She will transform you.
So we're going to go back to letter J and start there again. But tenors, in measure 155, this is another moment where you're the only ones moving. And so this can be even louder. Okay, letter J. let's make sure it has the intensity of forte. Continues through the rest. To community, she will. So we don't restart at "she will transform you." So it's essentially a crescendo of silence is the feeling that I have there. Can we do, there's no good place to start here. Pick up to measure 153 on the basis. Come you to community. Quick as possible. With each milestone. Ready? One, two.
With each milestone.
Good. And make sure the best of stone comes as late as possible, but still quick. With each milestone. Ready? One, two.
With each milestone.
Exactly. Let's do. I just want to do these four measures, then we're going to move on. Measure 158, she will transform. We'll start on beat 2 and then basses come in on transform. Ready? And
she will transform.
Milestone sounds super aggressive now. It can be forte and just super warm. And I was thinking a lot about this phrase, actually, because last week I talked about, like, getting an A or scoring a goal. Each milestone can be the totally normal things that we do. Getting up, going to school on time, saying hello to a friend. It's just like you've done the things that make it feel like you're home. And make you feel comfortable in a place. Saying hello to the pianist at the beginning of rehearsal. Like, this isn't, it doesn't need to be winning gold at the Olympics. Because they talk about dust in your eyes. It's not, it's not an unreal thing that we're thinking about. So just this kind of beautiful moment of this person is finally home. Yeah? Can we start one more time? 1, 5, 8. Ready? And.
She will transform.
Any questions in this one? I know we didn't do the beginning of the end, but I trust it'll be okay next time. Good. All right, let's take out the debt. Did anyone have a moment to listen to any of this yet? I know, I think it was sent out yesterday, but there are a couple of just wonderful recordings. It's such a cool piece. Oh, yeah, there's the James Conlon one, yeah, with some weird text stuff, but it's a beautiful orchestration. So it's this story of Moses, and it's supposed to be essentially Nathaniel Bett, who was influenced heavily by Dvorak and his love for folk music, to take spirituals and mix it with Western classical music, and at the time, some people said, oh, it's too much like symphonic music, some people said it's too much like spirituals, whatever, it's a pretty amazing piece, and so we're going to start learning it. This is the piece that we're doing at the end of May, so we have some time, but it's a lot to digest. So, let's look at page 31. So here we are, Moses is walking along, he sees a burning bush. I would love to speak the text in rhythm, and as I said to the sopranos and altos, let's pretend like we're telling a child this story for the first time. Religion, take it out of the question for a moment. This is a crazy story. This guy's walking around, a bush starts burning and then starts talking to him. And it's God, okay? Absolutely insanity. So let's just speak the text. And from a burning bush. Ready? 1, 2.
And from a burning bush, flaming bush, flaming bush, flaming bush, flaming bush.
Good. So what was it doing?
Flaming.
What?
Flaming.
What?
Flaming.
Exactly. So the first thing, flaming. Flame, a burning bush, flaming, okay? It gets longer and longer to show how crazy it is. One more time. 1, 2.
And from a burning bush, flaming, a burning bush, flaming, a burning bush, flaming, God spake unto Moses, saying, God spake unto Moses, saying.
Good. Same with the sopranos and altos and stretchy. God's way, God's way, Moses. Say. God's word speaking. God's way, God's way, Moses saying. Can we start at 251? This is the bottom of page 32. God's way, God's way, Moses. And.
God's way, God's way, Moses saying. God's way, God's way, Moses saying.
Exactly. Good. Good. All right. Let's sing it. All right, ready? 1, 2.
And from a burning bush, flame, a burning bush, flame, a burning bush, flame, cause we got to Moses saying, cause we got to Moses saying.
Good, good, good. A couple of text things. Can we put a big F on and from a burning bush? From. And from a burning bush. And then same thing. Flaming. Big F. And then when we get to God spake unto Moses, This to me sounds like water, kind of. God speak unto Moses. And so I think it can be pretty legato. Flaming, God speak unto Moses. We are just telling the story now. Good, let's do it one more time. One, two. But I hear and from a burning bush. If there's a connection from and to from. Ready? One, two.
And from.
Recording, it feels very heavy to me here. Go down, Moses! And I think we can have the kind of weight of God's voice without losing the story. Go down, Moses! It's a story here. So, let's all sing this together because it will come back. So everyone at Go Down, Moses. Ready? And
go down.
And then it's written Pharaoh. We're not going to do that. Pharaoh. This was, I checked the Kedrick on the side. Pharaoh. And then same thing. Let my people go. Should we try one more time? Go down. Ready?
Go.
First note held.
Go.
Again.
Go.
Yes. Yes. And.
Go down, Moses. Break out in Egypt's land.
One.
Let my people go.
But I'm thinking that we may all tenors and basses sing just this first opening. Because it's pretty epic.
I know. Yeah, that's why we get it.
No, that's why you need it.
All right. Great. So for now, let's all sing it. And if we overpower the orchestra, then we can change it.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so let's just listen to Jesse play Thou Shalt Lead Thy People just because it comes back between both the parts. So this is top of page 35, the bass part. It's going to sound good for you. Everyone, because you will sing it as well. Speaking the text, thou shalt lead thy people. And make sure that thou is a good tall vowel, thy is a good tall vowel, and that it's just you're telling the story. Thou shalt lead thy people. Can we just do this once and then question? Ready? And
thou shalt lead thy people, thou.
good. So I'll get you in 1 second, Phil.
Sure.
I have the feeling here that this is the whole phrase is "Thou shalt lead thy people to the promised land," but it takes us four measures to get there. Thou shalt lead thy people. Thou shalt lead thy people. Thou shalt lead thy people to the promised land. So if we can all maybe underline "to the promised land," so that we know that it goes from one measure, two full measures together. Phil.
Is it thou? What is the "u"?
The "u" comes at the very end. Thou shalt lead thy people. Thou. Yeah. If you don't do the "ooh," it will happen in your mouth, I promise. Thou shalt lead thy people. Good, should we sing in basses? Ready? Thou. Thou. And.
Thou shalt lead thy people.
With a good breath. And.
Thou shalt lead thy people. Thou shalt lead thy people. Thou shalt lead thy people to the promised land.
Promised land, go down. Can we write a little accent over "go" and "down," which the altos have written in later? Sopranos have written in later. But to the promised land, go down. This is God trying to convince Moses, who keeps saying, "I don't want to be a leader," that you have to. You have no choice. You are the leader of the people here. All right. Shall we do it with the tenors at the top of 35? Ready? And. Go down. Can we put a little accent on those two words?
Yes.
To the promised land, go down. And then other thing. Oh, sorry, I'll give you a moment for that. The other thing, tenors, top of page 36, you say "let my people go" over and over, and there's a crescendo rhythm. So can we make sure that each time we say "let my people go," it gets more and more emphatic? Thou shalt lead thy people. Basses. It's getting a little woofy on all of this text, and so we're losing some of the words. Thou shalt lead thy people to the promised land. Go down, take thy rod in thy hand. Thou shalt lead thy people to the promised land. I almost promise you, you cannot move your mouth enough in those words. Thou shalt lead thy people to the promised land. Because you have the tenors, Pharaoh, to the promised land. We can be the exact opposite of what they're singing. Yeah? Okay, let's do one more time. Top of 35. Ready? And.
Thank you.
soprano part is written poco allargando, and same in the piano part. This means a little slowing down. And then molto marcato, meaning a lot of marcato. I don't know exactly what Kedrick's going to do yet, and we won't know until he does it. But it's basically, my guess is going to slow down the tenor line and sound like, and have respect unto her, unto her. So there will be a little break in 300 before the last two beats. The bass part is probably something like, let my people go, let my people go. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, basses. The more text, the better. I think we can use a lot more. I've looked on her children, groaning, groaning, groaning. Right? I've looked. Thou shalt lead thy people. Oh, tenors. Sorry, I'm just going through my brain. Bottom of 36, tenors. Thou shalt lead thy people. Thou shalt lead thy people. Thou shalt lead thy people to the promised land. We can underline to the promised land. Go down. Good. Let's go from the beginning of Go Down Moses on 34. Let's stand up. Voice of God, the good old, is the first note?
Go!
Pretend like you're singing to the very back of the paramount. No microphones.
Go!
Holy smokes. That was amazing. Here we go. And
go!
Crescendo on the first thou, or sorry, on the second measure, thou, with a crescendo. It'll help with the high E flat. Instead of thou, shall we, thou, we can connect it. Same place, bottom of 36. Ready? And.
Thank you.
it is. You take a seat. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Top of 39, bases. Can you write, top of page 39, bases, can you write an accent on Go of Go Down Moses? You're the only one that does anything on beat two there. So, Go Down, and it's crazy that he starts this on beat two as opposed to beat one, which we're used to. Tenors. That crescendo was awesome. I don't know if it felt easier, but it sounded like it might have. And have respect. Yeah, there's so many good words in here that we just need to make sure our mouths are moving as much as possible. Okay, what I want to do is I want to sing all the way from the burning bush through the end of this, and then we'll be done. Are there any questions before we do this? Phil.
This is about the tempo that will be or will be under tempo.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Tedrick said he'd get me 10 those at some point.
It's
what?
Learn it fast, you can always slow down.
Exactly, yeah. Well, dude, that was
challenge yourself.
Yes, please.
Do you
want
to see a little more attention to the closing consonants, like shout and land?
Yeah.
Like more attention
to the promised land. I don't think
shout.
So. Shout unto her. That's it. Shout is a good question. I think, sorry, I'm trying to find, do you have a page for me? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thou shalt.
35.
Oh, shalt.
36. Thou shalt.
No, I don't think so, because I think it's thou shalt lead thy people, not thou shalt lead. But I think we lose the intention of lead. Thou shalt lead thy people. Yeah. I will ask Kendrick, though, about that. Okay, and from the bush, remember, we're telling the story, and then we're the voice of God. Telling the story with good F's. And from a burning bush, flaming. A burning bush? Flaming. Right, ready? Ah, sorry. One, two.
And from a burning bush, flaming.
A burning bush, flaming.
A burning bush,
flaming.
Passing unto
the God of
Moses.
The God of
Passing unto Moses.
Oh, there we go, sorry.
Go now.